Welcome to the Middle East Peace Update Report. Today is May 7th, 2015, and I am Bro Steph. And the headline is this: with new hawkish coalition, what hope for the peace process? For the first time in 20 years, talks with the Palestinians don't appear in any coalition agreement, but if there is a will, there's a way. This is reported in the Times of Israel, May 7th, 2015. And what's happened in Israel is Netanyahu, it looks like he's formed a government. And Naftali Bennett is taking a position with Netanyahu in this new coalition that Netanyahu has put together. The interesting part of this article is that the coalition is probably one of the most conservative of coalitions that has been put together in at least a 20-year period. What does this mean? It means that there is no appetite in the new Israeli government to make peace with people that are seeking Israel's destruction, or that at least want to see Israel removed from the Middle East. So it's a very interesting development. Now, we know from what the Bible tells us, we know in from Daniel's chapter 9, chapter 11, Zechariah chapters 9 through 14. We know that in Matthew 24 that there is going to be peace, a peace made between an Arab coalition and the Israelis. So even though this new government in Israel is really hawkish, somehow the Antichrist is going to massage the geopolitical stage and the temperaments in the Middle East and bring the parties together. We don't know exactly how it's going to happen, but we know that he's going to use intrigue, deception, manipulation. And we know the Antichrist is going to be a charismatic guy that the world's never seen. He's going to understand politics, understand war, understand how to communicate, the art of communication and persuasion. He's going to be gifted in all of these areas, and he's going to get the Arabs and the Jews to make a final peace. I'm going to attach to this audio file that I'm doing today a YouTube video by Jacob Prash on the Antichrist, part one and part two of his video. I'm going to link that into this report. I'm also going to link in the Times of Israel report that I'm reading right now that I would highly recommend you read. Now, Jacob Prash does a wonderful job giving you a Jewish perspective on the Antichrist, a messianic Jewish perspective on the Antichrist, and what the Bible has to say about how he comes to power, what the geopolitical climate will be when he comes to power. And he comes to power at a time when there seems to be peace and harmony, he doesn't come to power at a time when everything is extremely chaotic, that's kind of interesting. But at any rate, I'll let you listen to Jacob's video And read this article. I think you're going to find it to be very, very interesting. We have a dichotomy on our hand. On one hand, we have a hawkish Israeli government coming to power. And on the other hand, we know there's going to be peace between the Arabs and the Jews. We just don't know how the two are going to end up coming together and what mechanisms are going to make that happen. So that's what makes the times we're living in right now very interesting to watch, is how the Lord will put the pieces of this puzzle together. This is Bro Steph. Remember to live out your faith. Keep looking up. Jesus is coming back soon. Talk to you again next time.